This is Fresh Air. If you've seen the new hit movie Guardians of the Galaxy, you've heard some old Elvin Bishop music. His 1975 hit Fooled Around and Fell in Love is on the soundtrack. Bishop has been making blues rock with a wry sense of humor since the 60s. Rock critic Ken Tucker says Bishop's new album, called Can't Even Do Wrong Right, offers more of the same, but with a forcefulness that makes it sound completely fresh.
With his ragged vocals and often comic scenarios standing in contrast to his piercingly precise guitar playing, Elvin Bishop has managed to sustain a career as a most jovial white blues man for more than half a century now. He's not hiding his age, either. At 71, he freely admits he has no truck with modern technology on Old School.
Don't fool with no Facebook, no Twitters and tweets. Call me on the phone if you wanna.
I think for the sake of a good corny joke and a rhyme, a lot of women will forgive that line, "Don't send me an email, send me a female." Good corny jokes are what have made Elvin Bishop's career so enduring and so much fun. Early on, after he'd broken away from the Paul Butterfield Blues Band in the 60s, he figured out that making raucous party music was a different path to popularity. His biggest hit single remains the gleefully florid Fooled Around and Fell in Love from 1975. The lead vocal on that one was handled by his friend Mickey Thomas, who used to be in Jefferson Starship. The new album reunites Bishop and Thomas on one new song, the typically astute Let Your Woman Have Her Way.
Love, honor, and obey. That's what you hear. All the preachers say, but let me tell you, brother, you know when he says those words, well, he's not just talking to her, no, 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 because now.
Mickey Thomas sounds pretty on that song, but to my ears, once is enough on an Elvin Bishop album. I prefer the sly, fake sloppiness, the deceptively loose but always tight sound of a Bishop-sung party song like Dancin'. It's got a great chorus you can sing along to, and Bishop even works in something of a polka rhythm here.
Thank you.
want to frame Elvin Bishop's music in a contemporary context, you could fairly say that he was a precursor to today's so-called bro country music, in which young male country singers churn out song after song about getting in their trucks to go party with pretty gals. But few of those young whippersnappers also feature the stuff that makes Elvin Bishop such a continuing gas, the raspy chuckle in his singing and the sharp sting of his guitar. He invites you to contradict the title of this album, to insist that he can do wrong right, just right.
Rock critic Ken Tucker reviewed Elvin Bishop's new album called Can't Even Do Wrong Right. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Teresa Madden, and Yue Shaw. I'm Terry Gross.